Interview number two. Subject, Naraida Silencia, a shapeshifter. She sounds to be very different from my first interviewee. Hopefully I can get something with a bit more substance and information. Teleporting in 3, 2, 1.
That's why you can't just go wandering around at... night. What?
Please state your name and age.
Oh, my name is Neri. And who are you, dear? Can you tell me where I am?
Please state your age.
123. May I have your name?
I am the interviewer. My name has no relation to this.
Of course it has relation. I have to have a way to address you properly, dear.
You will not have a need to address me.
If you insist, what else would you like to know?
What is your place of residence?
I live in a little cottage outside of a lovely little town. Does that work, dear?
Close enough. Do you have magical abilities?
I wouldn't consider it magic as much as a natural ability, but I can do basic shapeshifting. Other than that, no, I don't.
Please explain basic.
Well, there are some limitations. See, I can't shift into anything bigger than I am in my normal form. I also have to know what the creature looks like to shift into it, otherwise it ends up strange.
Strange?
Incorrect proportions, weird colors. Sometimes it ends up looking like a mix between human and whatever creature I'm trying to shift to.
Exciting. Has anyone important gone missing recently?
Not that I know of. Well, I went missing. Just now, I assume. But I don't think I would consider myself all that important. Not in this society.
Has anyone important to you gone missing recently?
Not that I can think of. Though I don't keep much company. I haven't visited a few close friends in quite a while.
Next question. What is your earliest slash most important memory?
Well, dear, I don't think it would matter much to you, but one of my most cherished memories is learning to control my shifting. My queen and teacher, Mariana, taught me to better imitate things, and to know when to use my shifting safely to help people. She was one of the only people from my home that I really connected with.
Thank you. Where do you work?
I work at the most wonderful little bakery in town. I feel so lucky to be able to work there. There's nothing I love more than the smell of freshly baked bread. It's always so fresh, so sweet, it's just amazing. You should visit sometime so I can get you some bread, dear. It would be my pleasure.
Thank you for your exclamation of sweet bread.
Absolutely. Let me know if you'd like more.
I will. Teleporting in 3, 2, 1.
I believe it went something like that.
Wow, that's really cut and dry.
You're right. At least the voice person had some personality when talking to us. You make them sound so boring.
Les and I were yelled at.
You were yelled at?
Les isn't really agreeable all the time, and he definitely wasn't then.
That makes sense. Les prefers to know what's happening. Yeah.
Well, they seemed nice enough to me. Very dry, like you said, but it felt forced.
Are you saying that you think the voice might be acting emotionless?
Exactly. Emotions are a good giveaway of intention or motive. Besides, if they had more emotion during your interviews, it's possible they are getting tired of acting or can't keep up the facade.
Interesting. The voice must be gathering information for something.
Yes, Kels, we established that. Why would they feel the need to hide their emotions unless they were doing something bad? They're clearly hiding things.
That's what I'm saying! They must be gathering information for something much bigger than we realize. Something is being planned and I don't know what it is, but it is big.
Wait, is that coffee? You still have coffee? Can I have some?
No, Kit Kat, don't. You're literally shaking.
You wouldn't like this anyway. You're used to coffee that's pure sugar.
Aw, fine. Anyways, a conspiracy theory? Maybe the voice works for some creepy government agency and wants to hire us for a secret mission.
Wait, Haley has been really secretive about where she works and seems to know a lot. What if she works for some weird agency that's trying to steal magic from people? We can't let her do that.
No. I would have gone along with the creepy government agency, but stealing magic? No.
Yeah, that's a bit crazy. I like it. Maybe they're secretly aliens, and the aliens need to get our magic juice, too.
Please just stop.
Sorry, we got a bit off topic. You mentioned that there's a person living here with Tobin?
Yes. His name is Jake. I think he's known Tobin for longer than anyone else.
What can you tell us about him?
I've only met him once or twice, when he was working out here. I think he has a twin, too, but I haven't talked to him. Maybe they don't get along. Either way, I feel like Jake is a nice guy. It's hard to get him to open up, but he cares about Tobin. He looks pretty young, but he talks like he's seen a lot. I just wish I had more time to stay and talk to him. It seems like it can get lonely sometimes.
Yeah, it can get lonely sometimes, but that's fine. Neri, who are these people?
I'm Callis!
Ah, hello, Jake. These are some people I found here waiting for Tobin.
Waiting for Tobin? He's not here?
No, he's not. Terrible business practice, really.
I was wondering about it myself. I had hoped you knew where he went, but if you don't...
You act like he can leave without causing panic.
Maybe he got abducted.
Abducted?
Ah, yes. About that. We came to talk to Tobin about some strange occurrences, temporary abductions, that have been plaguing us. I'm surprised you don't know about them.
I wasn't aware because it's not like the company I keep is the most planarly stationary.
What does planarly stationary mean?
Planarly stationary, Kat. It's two words, not four, and it means that people are staying in one plane of existence.
How did you know that? How did you fit that many words in a sentence without exploding or making it sound crazy? Are you okay?
I know a thing or two about planes of existence.
Coffee is her smart soup, and now we know.
Smart soup. Okay, then.
Yes. Well done, dear. But that doesn't solve our problem. Jake, would you be able to find Tobin for us?
No, but I can try. Can you tell me literally anything helpful?
I don't know. I didn't see anything weird when I got here.
Oh, I did. I saw these two weird guys walking away from the shop.
What did they look like?
One of them felt really frustrated, like, really annoyed. And the other one was, well, his feelings were crazy. His mind was all over the place, and I couldn't figure out how he was feeling.
Wow, Kit Kat, that's not very helpful. One of them was wearing a neon pink hoodie with some words I couldn't make out on the back. The other one was wearing a formal suit and had a cane. There was a cat as well, I think.
That's enough. I know who it is.
You do?
I think this is where I take my leave. There's no way I'm dealing with him again.
I wouldn't ask you to. If they have something to do with Tobin disappearing, they might have something to do with Luna, too.
Luna? Is she the strange girl that sometimes shows up around town?
Asks what year it is and where she is in your timeline? Yes.
That name sounds familiar, but I think it's just from hearsay around town.
Luna means moon in Spanish.
Cal, drink some more smart soup.
If she's missing, I'll keep an eye out for her. But for now, I have to leave.
Okay.
Bye, Neri. Thank you for telling us stories and helping us get help and being nice and stuff.
Of course, dear. Let me know if you need anything more from me.
Okay. Who are we dealing with?
Well, the one in the hoodie was the actual god of chaos. The cat is as familiar. And the man in the suit was Kuolema, a demon who was in charge of a council that did unspeakably awful things. But he's really good at poker.
And is that supposed to make me like him more?
No, but we've played poker before, and neither of us could outbluff each other.
Sounds rough, I guess. You think those two would kidnap Tobin and Luna?
They don't exactly have the best relationship with Luna, and why else would they come here?
Fair point.
They sound kind of scary.
Don't worry, I won't let anything happen.
Thanks, Cal. I mean, I know it's part of our deal, but still, thanks.
I'm glad to help.
You can get us there, Jake?
I know... someone who can.
Great, then let's get going.
This is a terrible idea, Cage.
I know, but it's technically not my kitchen, and Jake is with tea.
Oh, dang. Alright, let's do it then. Are you recording?
I mean, I'm guessing this is how this works.
Yeah, the light's flashing, so it's recording. I forgot you don't use tech. Seriously, remind me to give you some lessons on basics. Cameras, phones, computers, that stuff.
Hey, the reason I exist is because Jake is bad with tech.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, hello, listener. Welcome to a baking show starring me, Lauren.
And me, Cage. Today, we are making chocolate chip cookies.
Let's get started. First, preheat the oven.
Then grab the box of cookies you already bought from the store, knowing this was a bad idea.
Cage, no. Come on, man. You invited me over to bake, and that's what we're going to do. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit, or something something in Celsius, if you're fancy like that.
Then you start throwing the dry stuff in a bowl.
Throw it all in a bowl and... Beat it. Beat it? Why are we beating up cookies?
I don't know. It must toughen it up or something? I'll start punching it. What happens next?
Next, we, add eggs and vanilla and chocolate chips.
Cage, I forgot my keys. Let me in!
Okay. We can just finish this up real fast. You put them on a sheet and throw them in the oven for 10 minutes? We don't have 10 minutes!
Just turn the temperature up and we'll make these quick.
Wait, Cage, don't!
What the hell just happened?
Hi, Jake!
What did you do to my apartment? I bought cookies?
Yeah, we brought cookies. See?
What are you doing back so soon, anyway? You were supposed to be gone for, like, Another week. Yeah, well, Tobin wasn't supposed to get abducted either. Now, come on, there are people waiting outside.
Wait, Tobin, what? Who could even do that? Who would want to?
I have a theory. Come on.
Cage, why don't you go fix this problem? I'll stay here and clean it up. I get teleportation sick.
Alright, I'll keep you updated.
Sweet. More cookies for me.
Well, that's interesting.
Sorry for the interruption. Thank you for listening to episode 5. This podcast is written, directed, and produced by Liliana Conrad and Felix Pizorski. Script, editing, and recording help from Leviathan Radford, and recording help from Asha Seymour Conrad. Music design done by Jared Cherney Cohen, and cover art done by Leviathan Radford. Our social media handles and how to support us can be found in the description of this episode. The interviewer is voiced by Liliana Conrad. Mary is voiced by Luna Trix. Ezra is voiced by Ari Vanacker. Katie is voiced by Katarina Bourne. Callis is voiced by Ryan Maddox-Miller. Jake and Cage are voiced by Jacob Schwartz. Lauren is voiced by Evelyn Bootsy A. And the mystery voice is voiced by Chris Conrad. Thank you again for listening, and the next episode will be available in 2 weeks. Until next time,